Hi everyone, we're here today with Debbie Ames, who's a travel advisor. Hi Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So Debbie, can you explain a little bit to me about what you do as a travel advisor and kind of what makes you unique?
Sure. So I'm a travel advisor, and my brand is Fostering Travel. I'm an independent contractor with Largay Travel in Waterbury, Connecticut. They've been in the travel industry for 50 years. And I'm also a certified Virtuoso travel advisor. And Virtuoso is a select group of partnerships between suppliers and travel advisors that are vetted worldwide. And I love travel because I think it's an important way to get to know the world, and the people who live in it, and also to learn more about yourself. And as a mother, I've really loved exposing my children to other cultures and ways of living throughout the world. I think that's an important part of their education.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about some of the trips that you like to plan and sort of, I think you touched on that just now with your family and how you got to this place of, okay, this is what I want to do and what makes it unique.
Well, again, what makes it unique is our partnerships. When you go online and you search a destination, it's really difficult to know where to begin and who to trust. And trust is an important part of the relationship. And when I'm working with a client, I want to get to know them and their individual needs and their individual interests, down to whether or not they have allergies, food preferences, sleeping preferences. Everything and everybody's way of traveling is very unique. And when you're taking valuable time and valuable money, both of which are valuable resources, you should enjoy it and have it tailored towards you, not tailored towards a one size fits all when you're searching on the internet through one of the bigger travel companies that a lot of people use.
So one thing you touched upon, which I think is really important, is trust. And one of the things I think that right now, unfortunately, being in the pandemic, and hopefully at some point we'll be in a new normal for all of us, is that trust part that I think we've talked about personally, before the pandemic and also during it, of what that looks like for people when they are traveling and how important a person like yourself and what you do. Not only is it fun to travel, and fun to plan a trip, and people want to know that they're taken care of. And I think you touched on a variety of things, anything from sleep, or what are the activities you're going to do, or what the food you're going to eat, or how are you going to get from the airport to the hotel. A trusted resource, I think, post-pandemic is a really important and critical part of people feeling safe again to re-enter what we would consider travel, whether that's getting in the car or on an airplane. So I think that might be a nice thing just to talk about to the audience of how you see that unfolding and what you all have been talking about as travel advisors together, because I know you've done some of those calls that are really important for the audience to understand that you're all communicating and thinking about how to reframe travel.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have been having a lot of meetings and conversations around what the future of travel will look like, and knowing that people will want to travel again as soon as it is safe. And the current trend is looking like it will be more domestic as opposed to international. And for some, it may be a car ride away as opposed to a plane ride away. And that sort of depends on everybody's comfort level, as well as, of course, restrictions that may still be in place and within certain states and quarantining. But once that sort of process and stage of quarantining within states is lifted, I think people will be comfortable taking short flights or long drives to unique destinations. And when I've been in meetings with some of my favorite suppliers, Natural Habitat Adventures, based in Boulder, Colorado, being one of them. They're financially stable, so you can trust that they're not going to be going bankrupt and that you'll lose your money. But they also focus a lot on sustainable travel. And they have a lot of incredible domestic trips that you can take here in the United States. And a lot of them are not only, as I mentioned, sustainable, but they're immersed in nature and you can inevitably sort of self-distance from large crowds through some of their unique itineraries. And they're just one example of the many suppliers that we work with that you can not only trust with your money, but that you can trust with your health in terms of knowing that with these partnerships, we can create an itinerary where you can get away, enjoy nature, and be away from other people, which is, you know, my personal favorite way of traveling. Internationally, another company that I love is 50 Degrees North. They focus on travel in the Nordic countries, and they have a lot of incredible itineraries and incredible destinations that are very remote. So once international travel is back in the picture, they're somebody I would definitely reach out to and use. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting maybe to touch upon, because it's like anything, being a travel advisor, sometimes that might be a deterrent. Pre-pandemic, people might think, oh, well, I have to pay more to get their advice or to have them plan my trip, or I can't afford that. But I think I've heard you say this a couple times, and I think it's a really valid point that you've made before, that in turn, utilizing someone like you is also a way to be using these other suppliers, as you're calling them, that are really of sound financial, you know, in a place where they can afford to be continuing their businesses and not shutting down and having these people who are planning a trip and losing their money. So that, I think, is one thing is really critical to point out, and maybe you can speak to it a little bit.
Yeah, the cornerstone of working with a travel advisor is not only trust, but it's a relationship. And the relationship that I have with the suppliers is similar. It's based on trust and it is a relationship. So inevitably, things can go wrong and issues can arise, whether it's that you didn't end up with the room that you like, or your passport has been stolen, somebody has gotten ill, or there's a larger worldwide crisis like a pandemic. And it's nice to know that you have someone you can call and rely upon and who's there for you 24 hours. And that if you need to cancel or there is trip interruption and you need to come home, there's somebody who will guide you through that process and help you through the steps from beginning to end, from the initial inquiry of, oh, I'm thinking of going here, to when you return home and hopefully safe and sound and you've had a wonderful time. And then we can check in and debrief about everything that you loved, or even more importantly, the things that you didn't love, so that those things can be improved upon on your next vacation. Another service that we're using going forward, because of course, the economic shift that we're all experiencing as a fallout of the pandemic, is a program called Uplift, where people can set aside their money. It's a sort of a budgeting tool where you can set aside money for the future, for that future trip, so that people don't have to relinquish the hope and the dream of going away next summer on a European vacation. They can incrementally set aside those funds and plan ahead for, you know, next summer.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, there are lots of great tools that can be used so that people can still travel, have fun, feel safe, feel comfortable financially, and in regards to health as well and their well-being. A lot of people with this pandemic who had booked online through an Orbitz or an Expedia really lost thousands of dollars and just had no way of recouping those funds through cancellations. as opposed to working with an advisor who a lot of the partnerships that we have with our suppliers, they were able to either refund the money or rebook the trip with, you know, no charge, additional charges or fees. So I know that a lot of customers have been enormously happy and have been expressing a lot of gratitude around working with a travel advisor during these times. Yeah.
Grateful is what I would say. And just even hearing, listening to you describe everything someone would receive in using an advisor for, I'm listening to you thinking to myself, okay, well, I really like to travel and plan this trip. And it almost it was easing my own mind of like, oh, I could have this person, like you said, to be able to call if any of these things happen. So that's, you know, just in and of itself, like an insurance, you know, a different kind of insurance. So maybe we can wrap up with you giving us some hope and glimmer or something fun. So if we were, let's say, because we're based on the East Coast, so we'll say something that like maybe giving us a couple examples of some things that you one could look at for this summer if things are lifted and people are able to travel a little bit via car, being on the East Coast, and something that, you know, because we're on, you know, this call together, something wellness or sustainable that's related to being outdoors for a family vacation, somebody wants to get away for a week. What are some suggestions you think of when people are feeling safe to do that?
Well, I think when people are feeling safe to do that, I think, to your point, staying on the Eastern Seaboard obviously is easier in terms of a car ride. The Berkshires are wonderful. Connecticut has some amazing properties. There's Twin River Farms in Vermont. If you wanted to drive south, of course, you could go to Blackberry Farm in Tennessee. My daughter and I visited Montage Palmetto Bluff in South Carolina right before this all happened in February, and there was so much to do there. And they have individual cottages and homes, so you don't have to stay. They do have a hotel, but you don't have to stay in the hotel. You could stay in an individual residence or cottage so that you're not in with other people. And you can bring in food and prepare your own food as well. So the trend is really going more towards a villa,
yep,
or a home, or I've heard of even smaller inns and hotels. You can rent out the entire inn or hotel for a larger family gathering.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And what do you think?
And another fun thing is RVs. People have been doing RVs too.
Yeah, that's a fun idea. So what do you think of like with hotels, what would the plan be as they, I mean, to your point, that's what I would imagine, villas, homes, you know, that people are utilizing or renting and being able to give you your personal space. But what happens to, you know, the hotels or the hotel restaurants and things?
Well, they're making accommodations, and it's always important to ask, which is another advantage of working with a travel advisor, is to ask what the protocols and safety measures are. Certainly, obviously, the buffets will be gone. And I think that they will be spreading out the tables in restaurants. So I think it will mean on the benefit of a more intimate dining experience. I think the ones that are going to suffer are really the larger hotel settings and resorts. They're going to have less people. But I think also summer is a perfect time to be eating outside more, which is obviously healthier.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see, but I do know that a lot of them are increasing their sanitation. And I think you can trust big chains to be doing that, but it's important to always ask.
Yep. No, and I love your suggestions. I'm like thinking of myself. I've been dying to go to Blackberry Farm, as we know, so that might have to really be on my list.
Or even chartering a sailboat. We did that as a family two Christmases ago, and I'm thinking maybe we'll do that again this Christmas because it's contained.
Yep.
We're preparing our own meals. It's easy to clean and sanitize on our own, and you're away from other people, but you're still exploring a new and beautiful setting.
Yeah. Yeah. Great ideas. I love it. Well, you're motivating me to try to plan a trip post pandemic in our new normal.
I think we all need something to look forward to.
I think so too. With joy.
Yeah. Everybody's lost a lot. And I think it's important to, for our own mental health, to get back out there and enjoy life a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Debbie. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Thank you, Charlotte. I know. Thank you. This has been so wonderful. I love travel, and people shouldn't give up on it. It will come back.
I think people care too much about going away to give up on it, but I think it will take a while. And I think your suggestions were great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.